At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Let's talk.
John Brown.
And it's the time of the week. Yes. I mean, sorry about that. Yes, the lovely Linda Wooden joins us this morning. And as always, hello, we're having good natter, aren't we? We feel like we haven't seen each other for ages.
No, at least a week or two.
At least a week now. And I see that you're wearing, that's a rather nice gilet.
Oh, thank you very much.
And the reason I'm remarking on that is because I was listening to the Spanish news on the way down to the, from the hills this morning. And Sierra, I mean, I know we've had this terrible weather, but the good news is it's Sierra Nevada. It's absolutely, they had the guy from Sierra Nevada on, the main man. He was going, it's magnifico! Apparently all the pistes are open and it's all...
brilliant.
Yeah, and apparently it's going to be a wonderful weekend for their skiing season. So looking forward to that.
Snow, not rain.
Mm. Sorry. Yes, no, I do wish you'd speak a little bit longer when I'm halfway through. It's like a well-needed suck of coffee there. Yes, no, because obviously it's Granada, the Alhambra, the eighth wonder of the world. And as you know, when it snows, when it rains here, it's normally dumping, and that's a technical term, dumping loads of snow up there. I was going to say something else about, you know, the lines of snow.
Our earlier conversation.
Indeed,
yes.
Indeed. Did you go skiing? I suppose, were you a ski person, or did you just like the après or the during or the...
Well, to be quite frank with you,
yes.
I grew up in a place called Africa.
Yes, indeed. Yes.
Yeah, not a lot of snow there. However...
really? Kilimanjaro,
Mount Kilimanjaro might have a bit of rain sometimes.
Yeah.
No, but jokes aside, I went to a place called Lech many, many years ago when I was living in London. Lech.
Right, okay.
Next to Oberlech. And I loved it.
As opposed to Unterlech, you
yes.
mean?
Yes. No, absolutely loved it. For me, I think skiing's the most great sport.
Yeah.
But I wasn't very good at it, you know.
We don't have to be as good. But the thing is, as well, you can go to, you see this, listeners, if you're not a ski person, right, or whatever, but if you go to Granada, you'll see the Alhambra, and then you've got the Sierra Nevada
yes.
snow-capped in the background. It's, you know, it's absolutely wonderful. Anyway.
And on a bad day, they give you chains to put round your wheels to drive there.
Yes, indeed, they
yeah.
do. Yes, yes, indeed. I was just wondering where we're going with that one. Yes, in a bad day, they can be chains anyway, but there you go. Right then. We're talking weekend breaks, aren't we?
Yes.
Because we thought that things you can do to get away, sort of these weekend breaks. So, city breaks, weekend breaks. What's your experience then of organising weekend breaks and getting it together then?
Well, quite extensive, to be quite frank with you. When I was living in England, most people were just doing weekend breaks or city breaks, or they were going on long adventure holidays.
Yeah, because they said city breaks sort of took off, didn't they, in the mid-90s. It became a thing.
Yes.
Whereas before, you went on holiday then, you did your 2 weeks. But city breaks suddenly, I think it must have been the Eurostar opening that made sort of...
Changed everyone's approach yeah. to travel, exactly.
Yes.
And also the trains are so fast now. Like if you go from here, Malaga,
yeah.
to Madrid, it's 2 hours, 20 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, I've got a little group going, in fact, next week.
What, to Madrid?
To Madrid for a couple of days. They're going to go to some art exhibitions.
Yeah.
And they were looking for restaurants, good restaurants to go to.
Oh, well, I mean...
You know.
Yeah. Where do you start, you know?
Well, that's it. And I always say, Bottines, you have to go to Bottines while you're there.
What's Bottines?
It's the oldest restaurant, one of the oldest restaurants in Europe.
Okay.
And it's still going, and it's just off Plaza Mayor.
Okay, yeah, I've done
that. And absolutely amazing. And they do suckling pig there.
Oh. Oh.
And it's the best in the world. Ooh. It really is good. They do very good fish as well.
Yeah.
But it's still there. It's still got the cranky, funny little steps going up to the third floor.
Right.
And you're not sure whether you're going to make it or not because of the narrowness of the stairs and the creakiness.
Best not to wear your stilettos there on that day.
No stilettos, no. In fact, it's a good idea to only wear your soft shoes, you know, flat shoes,
yeah,
everywhere, because I think a lot of these pavements these days are not great.
No, indeed. In fact, last time, one of the great things about going to Madrid is the fact that you people get there, and the Atocha station is so wonderful because they've got that garden, haven't they? They've got the gardens.
Yes,
and
it's right, so nice.
Yeah.
And also, if you're retired, you can go for virtually nothing because they've got this great golden visa, they call it, for people over 60. And so all you do is go to the local station,
yeah,
and they will give you a discounted card, which you can go virtually anywhere in Spain.
Right, for very little money.
Yeah, for almost nothing. And it covers trains, but it also covers a lot of the buses.
Ah.
Renfe.
Renfe, yeah. Okay, super duper. Right then, we'll talk about Madrid another time.
Yes, I agree with you.
Right, so let's... We've picked a really fun... And I haven't been to this place, which I would call Constantinople because I'm on a history kick. But, of course...
Istanbul.
Istanbul.
Yeah.
Now.
Well,
Sell me Istanbul. Istanbul.
Well, Istanbul is the most incredible city. And I actually got taken there, by the way, by the tourist board of Turkey.
Right.
For a long weekend.
Okay.
So it was quite interesting because I'd never really gone to Istanbul before. I'd gone in and out of it.
Right.
But never actually stayed there. So we stayed 3 days.
Yeah.
And we arrived Friday morning, lunchtime-ish, and we immediately were given a location of where the East meets the West and so on. And it's actually quite an interesting sort of mindset because one side of the Bosphorus, you're definitely in Europe.
Yeah.
Which is the main center, really, of Istanbul.
Yeah.
You know, the working center as such. The moment you cross over to the other side, you're in the Middle East. You know, it's extraordinary. But there they've got the markets, like they've got Morocco, you've got the huge temples.
Well, it's the blue mosque, isn't it? Which,
yes,
is the big thing.
Yeah. Exactly. Which is spectacular.
Is it?
Yeah, it really is spectacular. And then, of course, at night you can go do the razzle dazzling.
I haven't razzle dazzled since about 1974, my darling.
Because half the old buildings where they've got offices and what have you during the day,
yeah,
at night, up at the top of those buildings, they have great clubs.
Really?
And so you're sort of clubbing above your office at night.
So it's not the Hanging Gardens of Babylon, it's the rooftop gardens of Istanbul,
yes,
is it? Yes. What is it? Is Istanbul big? I mean, is it quite...
It is big. It's very spread out.
Yeah.
And also what they've got nowadays is they've got fantastic conference facilities there.
Yeah.
You know, so if you go for a weekend to do a conference or something, you're sort of sitting on the edge of the Bosphorus... river, sea, whatever you like to call it, and you know, it's very peaceful having a conference there. And then at night you've got 5-star hotels that you stay in, but most of the hotels are on the European side.
You know, one of the things also is the fact that they've been really pushing Istanbul as a hub airport, haven't they?
Yes.
If you fly anywhere to, I don't know, to Asia or Africa or the States, for example, where it used to be Paris Charles de Gaulle, and everybody go, oh, Charles de Gaulle, and we've got Charles. Now, I mean, of the four or five of my friends who've flown to the States, they've been saying, we fly to Istanbul, we can overnight in Istanbul, which is quite fun, and then we go off the next day, which is, I suppose, it's a decent way of doing the trip, isn't it?
I think it's a fabulous way of doing a trip.
Yeah.
And also, once you're there, if you spend one night in Istanbul, you can go to Antalya, which is the sea resort, you know, and spend the weekend in a moving hotel. It's a moving building.
Right.
So you go to sleep with one view,
yeah,
like the mountains, and you wake up and you're looking at the beach because the whole hotel has...
We've all had nights like that, Linda.
No, but it's the most extraordinary experience. the whole hotel is on a roll, you know, the whole time.
Wow,
it's extraordinary.
Yeah. But no, it's very. But you can also, if you are obviously, because it's a hub, it means you can get direct flights from basically any planet. I mean, I know Malaga has direct flights to Madrid.
Yeah.
Your Turkish Airlines, they've been doing lots of stuff. So that's one off the
tick.
But you must check out the Blue Mosque. Presumably you get a guide to take you around the Grand Souk or whatever it's called.
The guides are super efficient.
Yeah.
Really, really good.
Yeah.
And also you must go to the market there.
Yeah.
Because they've got very, very different sort of things in that market, including loads of Turkish delight.
Which is nothing like the awful chocolate bar that I remember from my 70s youth.
No,
that used to get, like, blah, blah, you know, make you sick in the back of the Austin Allegro on the way to see your grandmother or something. People friendly? I mean, are they Turkish hospitality?
The people?
Yeah.
Oh, they're very friendly. They're lovely and warm, you know. Funny enough.
Lovely and warm?
They're welcoming.
Oh, okay.
They're welcoming.
Okay.
Yes, exactly. You know what I mean.
I know what you mean. Being hospitable is
very, very hospitable.
Right, okay.
Yes, I don't know what it's like, sort of this year, but it certainly was absolutely fine as well. Peaceful,
okay.
No problem.
Okay, let's go for an old favourite, though, shall we?
Paris.
Yes, in the spring. I love Paris in the springtime.
Yes, and it's not very far away from here, so or south of Spain anyway.
Right.
Let's put it that way. But Paris. As you say, I love Paris in the springtime, and it's a very romantic city.
Yeah.
And, of course, you've got loads and loads of wonderful things to see and go to the top of the Eiffel Tower.
Mm.
And the food is extraordinary as well.
This would be the sort of time to go, wouldn't it? Because it's not...
May.
Yeah.
May's the best.
Is it really?
Yeah. Late April, early May.
Right.
That's definitely the best time to go. Right now, it's a little bit chilly and wet.
I'm just trying to think, because I mean, last time I was in Paris, which was 7 million years ago, it was Georges Pompidou Centre, which actually got one in Mount
Pompidou,
your place overlooks, I believe.
Yes, exactly. It does.
But also, you know, it's the galleries, this sort of thing. But I suppose if you go in high summer, then it's just mayhem, because it's just so busy.
Yeah, you don't want to go through June, July, August. Yeah. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
It really is. But I think, quite frankly, a lovely romantic weekend in Paris is everyone's dream.
And I suppose you've got to do Montmartre, you've got to do the Left Bank.
Yeah. And I think going up the Eiffel Tower is a definite must if you've got time.
I'm really bad with heights.
Are you?
I'm terrible with heights.
But just don't look over the edge.
Well, you can't, because there's no walls to it, are there? I mean, the whole, you know, I might get as far as the levels, aren't they? It's a bit like Donkey Kong. There's levels of the Eiffel Tower. I might get to level one.
So never go to any of these big Victoria Falls,
no.
Iguazu
well,
Falls.
Well, only if I can be at the bottom and look up.
Draw you in.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No. I could stand at the bottom and look up. I'm fine with that. But no.
The other way around, no.
I was vertigo.
You have vertigo.
I got something like that. No, because I once was on the top of the Canary Wharf when they used to have the viewing platform there.
Yes.
And I, you know, those Tom and Jerry movies where they stick to the edge of the wall like that.
Oh, God.
That was me.
Yes.
Absolutely. Because I could see the jets landing at City Airport beneath me.
And you said,
My hands are sweating even though I'm thinking about it now. So there you go.
I wondered what that towel was for.
Exactly. Let's not go there, okay? It's like we're very physical in this sort of show. So, but if you are in Paris, I mean, presumably you want to do the self-contained bit, don't you? Can you walk and wander around Paris? And what about the boats on the Seine? Are they good value? You know, those massive
those little cruise boats.
Yeah, with the viewing.
Mini cruise. They're lovely.
Yeah.
They're absolutely lovely. Like they are in Amsterdam.
Yeah, that was about it.
It's the same sort of feel, really, along the Seine.
Yes.
But, yeah, I mean, there's so much to do in Paris. There really is. And also, you've got the great shops again. You know, if you want to go shopping, because most girls, if they're going on those sort of weekends, want to shop for something
in
different.
Paris? Yeah, wouldn't it cost you a lot?
French, beautiful clothes.
Yes.
I mean, you know.
And croissant in the morning.
Croissant.
Pain au chocolat.
Chocolate
fresh
one.
Fresh baguette. Make the baguettes that you get from the petrol station down here look somewhat, whatever, no?
Yeah, and then going to the Folies Bergères at night. That's always great fun.
Yeah, okay.
So, and it's probably one off when you do go there because it really is very spectacular and it finishes very late at night.
Does it really?
Yeah, but gosh, it's worth going to. It really is worth going to.
Okay, and let's talk. So that's two out of the breaks, Istanbul and Paris in the springtime. So, and then last,
thought closer to home, Morocco.
Yep. Yes.
And we're very spoilt here because we're so close to Africa, to Morocco.
Yeah.
In 3/4 of an hour, you can be from Spain into a completely different world. You get sort of transported into the east.
I mean, the thing is, isn't it? Because if you go from Algeciras to Tangier Med, or you go from Tarifa to Tangierville,
yeah,
you do your formalities, like formalities, on the ferry on the way over, don't you?
The boat, exactly. Yeah. And then when you get there, if you've got a good guide, he immediately takes you into the market.
Yeah.
Provided it's not a Saturday, because Saturday is their Sunday.
Yes.
And then you do your city tour, and then you're on your own, and at night you can go to a wonderful restaurant where they do belly dancing. So it's a completely different world from what you're used to in the south of Spain.
I mean, just look. I mean, Tangier. I mean, I was last there too long ago, and they hadn't begun to clean it up. But having seen the photographs that people have been taking about this is before they'd even opened Tangier Med, which is the massive port. You land and you go. That's if you want to hit to Marrakesh, you just go on there. You get in your car or whatever,
and off you go on the highway
to Marrakesh. But Tangierville, which is obviously the old Tangier itself. I got there and it was very much that Monty Python movie feel with people throwing, you know, bags of dung at each other across the border sort of feel. And you did expect somebody from Life of Brian to come through. So they've really cleaned it up. Yeah.
Hugely. Yeah. And they've got fantastic riads there as well. Yeah. They really have. So, you know, you can get that whole Morocco experience in a couple of days, which is fabulous.
And
you can do a day trip.
And you've got the English church there as well.
Yes, you have got
the
English church.
It's an amazing place. Yeah, indeed.
And you've also got the lovely beaches just outside.
Yeah.
You know, which is really nice. And little tiny towns and villages as you're going down to somewhere like Marrakesh.
Chef Chouin, should we mention Chef Chouin?
Chef Chouin's about an hour away.
Yeah.
And that's a completely different experience.
The Blue Village.
The Blue City.
Blue City, yeah, sorry.
And we know why they paint it blue. It's apparently to stop the mosquitoes.
It is indeed.
Which is extraordinary, isn't it? but you have to be quite fit to go there, actually.
Do you?
Yeah, because if you're going to stay there in a riad,
it's all like that,
in Chef Chouin, yeah, you need to have somebody that can drive you if you're not very good and very fit.
Right.
But
drive you like go on drive. Oh no, drive you physically, okay.
And then you do your little city walk there, and also you've got the river.
Yeah.
Lovely.
Right. Let's go. I've got 6 minutes. So
and Marrakesh.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Flying into Marrakesh. You can fly directly from here.
Yeah.
And I saw the other day, I checked it out, €61 one way to Marrakesh, which I think is incredible.
Flight time from Malaga, what, 60 minutes maximum?
Maximum. Then, of course, you arrive in Marrakesh and there are loads and loads of wonderful riads and also proper hotels. You know, quite a lot of big hotel chains there. Or you can go on a luxury weekend and you can stay in Los Naranjas, the orange.
Yeah.
And they will actually teach you how to cook for the weekend.
Ooh.
So if you want to go on a sort of different type of weekend, that's one thing you can do.
Because Marrakesh, you've got the old city.
Yes.
And then you've got the French
called
the Palms, basically. And it's where all the big boulevards are. It's the very which is where the big modern hotels
the
are
modern,
and the casino.
Outside,
It's very, very sort of.
And a very good hospital, by the way. My poor husband ended up for a week.
Yeah, of course.
But the food was so awful that we had to go every day to Carrefour and get him a bocadilla sandwich.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's got that, but it just has that sort of French feel to it, doesn't it, in certain parts of Marrakesh.
Yes.
So, Riyadh is always good for. You know, for the experience, if you're there for a couple of days?
Well, I think a riad is a fabulous experience. Yeah. And obviously, they've got different levels.
Yeah.
But most of those are obviously, again, inside the wall.
Yeah.
And some great restaurants there as well. Once again, you know, fabulous restaurants.
Now, talk me through the square.
The square. Right. At night, it comes alive. Completely comes alive. I don't recommend that you actually eat from the little
not a chance, no.
Because you'll get what they call gyppo tummy, which isn't gyppo, it's Moro tummy.
Moro, okay, yeah.
Moro tummy. But also they've got very good restaurants there. And again, the quality is very good. Mm-hmm. And they do belly dancing and do a whole show.
Charming the whole.
Yeah, so it's kind of getting out of where you are now and going into a completely different world.
Is it a World Heritage site? What's it called? The Diz Fanar? What's the name of the square in? It's the thing. Yeah, I don't. Yeah.
And they've got the big tower there as well.
Yes, the big tower. It's the same as it is the influence, the inspiration between the Giralda in Seville.
Yes. Thing, yeah. Yes. Exactly. Yes. Same sort of vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, from my experience, yeah. I would love to go to Marrakesh for the weekend. And I do know a few people that do that here.
Yeah.
That have lived in maybe the Costa del Sol for a very long time.
Got jaded and think it wasn't. And you've got to check out the Yves Saint Laurent house as well, haven't you?
Yes, they have. But what from they've also got is...
I would love to go to Marrakesh for the weekend. And I do know a few
people... Have you done that?
I don't know.
That's very strange. We're getting an echo. I know what's happened. Get back in your box. Yeah. Okay. Fair enough. Sorry. As you were saying, somebody opened a microphone there.
by
mistake.
Well, the actual market is quite interesting because once you get to know it, and you actually, if you go with a proper guide, it's in different regions, different areas.
Yeah.
So you'll have the area where the artists are. You'll have the area where the slippers are that you buy, beautiful slippers, and so on and so forth.
Yes.
So it's a fabulous place to go.
Got to come back with a pair of slippers. They're, gotta go, yeah. I've got a pair. They're very comfortable.
Yes.
And the scarf.
Yes, and the scarf. You've got to do the scarf as well. And also the artifacts is great. I've got lots of it because they've got little tiny beads, all different colours. It's a very, very lovely place. Right. Morocco, I'm talking about.
Yes, indeed. So the best way to do, I mean, if you were really pushing out the boat, you could, of course, get an overnight train from Tangier to Marrakesh.
Yeah, that's you can experience. Do that. Yeah. I believe it's not a bad experience.
Depends.
Years ago, when I used to do a travel program with one of your colleagues.
Yes.
We actually gave that as a prize, a 5-day trip in Morocco.
Yeah.
And that was going on that new train, as it was at that time.
Yes, okay.
And they had a lovely, lovely time.
Yes, absolutely. Well, yeah, it's an experience.
Like, yes.
We're going to run out of time, and Stephen Richardson is chomping at the bit to get on the radio, as you probably just heard. So, therefore, if people want to find more information, or book a trip with you, or just get the wealthier experience, to whence should they go, darling?
Well, I do have this funny little magazine online.
That's funny, how dare you?
It's called The Culture Clique, CLIQUE.com.
Yeah.
And get hold of me through that, info@, and or you can call me if you like.
Which is
617-647-302.
Give the number one more time again.
Okay, 617-647-302.
Right then. I know.
Please don't phone me in the middle of the night.
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. I know that Steph is dying to go on a break with you, so we're going to try and sort of see how that all goes. Once again, Linda, lovely having you in the studio. See you in 2 weeks' time.
Como siempre.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.